largest and second largest cable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words. Public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this. Who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
All right, this hour we got a lot more to get into. Myself and Steve Starrs, of course, joining you tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. 800-313-9443, and the phone lines are starting to fill up, so we'll go by these callers one by one. Curtis, you're on, my brother. Are you still at the gas station?
No, I filled up. It's nice to speak to Bob and Steve. Hey, thanks. I have a menagerie, and I'm so disappointed. I have a pig, a snake, and an elephant. The pig won't fly. I keep taking him to flight school. He won't fly. The snake keeps biting people. I think, don't bite people. Follow the Constitution. He won't stop. And the elephant, he keeps sitting everywhere in my house, destroying things, and I keep waving my little Constitution. You've got to follow this. You've got to follow this. And the elephant won't do it. Bob, is it me? Am I delusional to think that an elephant and a snake and a pig are going to act contrary to their nature? I think it's me. I think I'm the one who's delusional, who thinks that evil people are going to follow rules on how to be good. And I think I'm a fool to keep waving my little Constitution instead of working for a situation, a solution of separation from evil people. The pig won't fly. Every day I take him to flight school. I remind him of the Fourth Amendment, the Second. He just sits there and roots in a pit. There's roots and roots. Your turn, Bob.
Good analogy. I mean, you're right about that, Curtis. I mean, people are not paying attention to the written law. They're going around it. And there's no one to enforce it properly, which is the problem here. We're not enforcing constitutional rights and obligations on the government. And we've talked about the reasons why.
Mm-hmm. I think whether we call it secession, partition, exchange, independence, it doesn't matter what you call it. That is the solution. Let psychopaths have their psychopath island. Let evil people live on evil land.
The question, though, Curtis, is how are you going to enforce separation legally? And you're back to square one. I mean, I think what you're trying to do is reinvent the wheel rather than fix the flat. You see what I'm saying?
For enforcement will need a revolution. And then
a revolution sets up a new government and a new constitution, right?
It always does.
A new set of laws. And what if they don't obey those the next time around?
But our constitution either gave us the type of government it was designed to, or is powerless to stop the government we have. Now, one of those statements has to be true. Our constitution is fatally flawed because it's given us the government intended, or it's powerless to stop it. Next revolution, and believe me, history does not stop. The next revolution, we should have a system of separation into different communities, Smokeland, Drugland, Gayland, whatever, including Psychopathland. Next time, next 200 years around, when history continues, because the Roman Empire fell, British Empire fell, all empires fall, maybe not in your lifetime, we need to have a system based on land first, then people, then law. Not people, then law. But first,
all right.
Designate. Okay, back to you. And my website is getting beautiful. I hope you take a look at it. I've made some incredible leaps forward, Bob.
Curtis, go ahead and plug your website if you like.
All right, it's landtopia.org. It's beautiful. You'll love what you see there. Landtopia.org.
All right, man. Thank you.
Yep.
Harley in Indiana, you're on the air.
I'd comment real quick that the 400 years ago document, the only one there, well, I shouldn't say the only one, is the Mayflower Compact.
Yeah, that's what she was thinking of.
Well, I was just trying to give her an out, you know.
Yeah, she's kind of outdone herself already.
She's definitely out.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure she was referring to 1776 or 87, you know.
Yeah, 87.
Or 16 or 15 or 13, you know.
Yeah, but I was trying to think of what was 400 years ago, and I came up with the Mayflower Compact. That was 1620.
That would almost fit in then, wouldn't it? Over
that's
400
right.
years. The Mayflower
Compact. Well, then there's also the Second Charter of Virginia, which was 1609.
Yeah, that might work as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And well, so you know, we're working with her here, right?
Right. I'm you know, just trying to help her a little bit. Unfortunately, she can't hear, so.
Well, she's a Democrat, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure what she is, but most of them don't know what's going on in the country, and if they do, they don't care because they're, as we know, they're in their pockets, you know. And
well, here's a suggestion. Do we need to go back to the committees of safety like John Hancock did in the original days where the people get together and say, okay, let's look at this. We can form our own consensus or grand jury without the authority of the judicial system as a committee of safety. And this is kind of scary talk, friends, because all of a sudden people say, oh, wait a minute, we can go back to the original law and the charter and say we can look at this and decide that certain things are out of whack or out of enforcement or out of they've been nullified by the conditions of this government. And a committee of safety could, in effect, be its own grand jury. I mean, why is it, you know, you think it's very, very strange, in my opinion, that something like 9/11, okay, there's so many people who are 9/11 truth people, and we've been saying this all along, well, what are the solutions? The solutions are we need our own grand juries comprised of you know, citizens and civilians and people like us who look at these things and go to these meetings and say, we're not waiting for the court system. We're not waiting for the district attorney. We're not waiting for our legal representation in Congress who are wasting their time and all, you know, theirs as well as ours. You know, we are taking the initiative on our own, in our own community to
degree, draft some of this has even been done. I mean, here in Indiana in the 90s, they were trying to form county juries and, you know, different things, and, you know, they basically shot them down. You know,
what happened? What happened, Harley? How that
well,
happen?
They basically, you know, they threatened to prosecute some of them. There were different county areas here where the people went after them, you know, because they weren't bonded, they weren't properly oathed, and this type of thing. But, you know, with the power of the gun and the judges, they just say, hey, this is the way it is. And you know, you got the state back in the counties and the federal government back in both of them. All they do is say, hey, we need the FBI. I mean, that's, you know, the county sheriff can call the FBI in anytime he wants. And we talk about Sheriff Rogers up here in Elkhart. Well, the sheriff in Lake County back in, I think it would have been in the 90s, kicked the federal government out of Lake County, Indiana for, I don't know, 2 days, a week, because they went in and raided all the bars that had all the little one-armed bandits in the bars, and they didn't ask the county sheriff about it. And the sheriff said, hey, you don't have that authority in that jurisdiction here in Lake County. You're out of here.
Right.
And he kicked the drug guys out and everybody, and, of course, the paper was having a fit, saying how bad the sheriff was.
Yeah, I mean, we may not like those one-armed bandits, but at least he was right about the jurisdiction issue, wasn't he?
Well, that's what it said. He didn't have a problem with, you know, them coming after the one-armed bandits. He just said, hey, you're supposed to ask me first.
Right. Exactly.
He didn't get permission.
Well, it's a matter of jurisdictions, as we have you know, talked about before. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment are pretty clear about states' rights. They're also clear about...
Well, let me say this, too, real quick while I'm here. I don't know how many people know it or not, but in approximately 1952, President Eisenhower had a federal study done on jurisdiction.
Oh.
And I don't know how to find it, but I've got a copy for the state of Indiana, and it shows where, like in Crown Point, Indiana, they only have one square mile of jurisdiction, and that is the post office.
Wow.
And then they show, like, East Chicago Harbor, they have, 36 acres of water that they have jurisdiction over. And it shows federal jurisdiction, state jurisdiction, and then it shows concurrent jurisdiction where both.
The Bob Justin Show.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Continue taking phone calls, 800-313-9443. Let's talk to John in Canada now. Hi, John.
Whoa.
Hey, John.
Hi, you guys. Your caller from the gas bar there, when he's talking about the snake, the pig, and the elephant and stuff, it kind of reminded me about a parable of the frog and the scorpion, where a scorpion came to a river, talked to a frog, and said, "Can you take it can you take me over?" And the frog says, "No, I won't, because you'll sting me and kill me." He says, "Why would I do that if we are traveling over the water?" And so the frog listened to that logic and then decided, okay, get on, and jumped in the water. They get halfway across, and the scorpion stings him. And the frog says, "Why did you just do that?" And the scorpion says, "Because it's in my nature." Long story short. Anyway,
yes.
That's not the
you
reason
can't change
I
the nature. I know that story. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I was just fascinated by it when I first heard it. I don't know where it comes from. I think it's a Middle Eastern thing. But anyway, have either of you guys interviewed Karen Hudes? She's the former World Bank attorney.
Right. I know who she is, and I'd love to have her on. I've been following some of her comments lately, and of course she says that concerning the interest that's paid on the IRS and everything that we're paying for and interest on the foreign debt, 40% of it goes directly to the City of London.
And the other to the Vatican. And all
right,
that.
60% to the Vatican. She's been very bold, and I'll tell you, she's had some pretty... she's taken a lot of flack.
Yeah,
go ahead,
John. You know, she gives a great story about the improper actions and possible illegal shenanigans that are going on. And then she drops a big turd into the discussion.
Uh-oh.
She talks about 200,000 metric tons of gold for the world, secretly stored, in an undisclosed location, but the certificates are in Hawaii. Then she goes on to say that you all realize, don't you, that the rewriting of the American Constitution in 1871 nullifies the Constitution that everybody thinks that they're under, or at least protects them under. And she is then promoting a constitutional conference. And that's a big red flag. You do not want to go there. You want to just dissolve the 1871, make it null and void. You start rounding up these a-holes, and you start, cleaning house. But I was wondering if you guys have come across her, and if you do, I will.
I don't know a tremendous amount about her, John, but now I want to have her on and put her
If we can get her on.
Put
her feet on the website. Yeah. She's, go ahead, John. What were you saying?
No, I was just saying, put her feet to the fire.
Yeah, the issue of a CONCON has been discussed for a long time, the Constitutional Convention, which is majority of the states who could in effect change the Constitution. The problems aren't that, as probably you're aware of, John, a lot of people have been very skeptical and wary of this, because that would in effect garner enough support to actually alter, change, or abolish the Constitution in some manner. Other people are saying that it could upgrade it or strengthen it, depending upon how that kind of a meeting went. So it's like playing with, playing with matches. You don't know whether you're going to start a fire to warm people up or create a problem that's going to burn the house down. And that's the problem with the CONCON, the Constitutional Convention concept. And I think you're absolutely right, John, to point out that there are some serious problems with the whole idea of, you know, shaking the framework of what should be this government. But the reality is, as Ralph Epperson and so many people have talked about, and even our friend Curtis, the Constitution really isn't in effect anymore. And I think they've gerrymandered their way around it, and they've done all kinds of things to obliterate its authority. Little by little, it's been a consensus progression that's, you know, it's like death by a thousand lashes, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just been cut to pieces. And maybe what we really need to do is put it back into effect before we start changing things. That would be my suggestion.
I don't know. I think a brand new start might be better.
I disagree, Bob. Like, you've got a very decent document. Like, if it was maintained, which means that you have to clear out the Justice Department to get it enforced. Like, before you even consider, like, I'm sitting up in the Great White North, and I'm watching you guys, and I'm thinking, you do not make mistakes at this point. You have to claim what is yours.
All right, well, I hear you, John.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, finish your thought, sorry.
You can't mess with, like, a decent description of what the government's powers are. Mm-hmm. It's not that it gives anybody anything. It just limits the government. And I think in that, you should preserve it before taking it to task and say, let's re-look at this because you don't know how many bad actors are going to be in that room.
All right, great. Well, thank you for your call, John. I hear you. Let's see what our next caller has to say. Fred, go ahead.
Hey, Fred.
Can you hear me? Hello, guys. I hope Curtis is listening. You ask, and everybody asks, what can we do? You're doing it. Okay, I'm going to use the word propaganda. Now, let me explain that. Information. And getting the word out. All right. It takes time. And it takes time for people to learn and become educated and become aware and get out of their fear mode. Okay. Use the same tactics that the enemies of mankind and the Constitution is using. Every minute, every hour, every day, every week, we are bombarded with the same crap. Okay, we have to use their tactics to keep bombarding the people with information. But Curtis has a heck of an idea. I covet his ability. Mix it with humor and show the absurdity, a parody. So we got to mix it up. We can't just be heavy all the time. But you guys are doing it. You're in the vanguard, and if I may use ass, you're putting your ass on the line.
You're right.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earth earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Let's talk to, who's next? Kathy.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
How are you?
Well, I'm happy, actually. There's no ice, and there's no snow outside because I'm in California. And but I was just thinking that when the bankers have diplomatic immunity, it's, I mean, we're basically whipped, aren't we?
You mean we're whipped? Is what you're saying? We're whipped because of the banksters having so much
authority? Pretty much. I mean, you know about diplomatic immunity. It's like, you know, how can we really push back against, you know, money and power with the diplomatic immunity?
Well, wouldn't it be nice if they had diplomatic immunity to go somewhere else and their money and all the, everything they had stayed here? You know what I mean?
Let's just say this. If I was in charge, it would all be working a little differently, okay? I'd even have a limit on this free will, okay? Yeah, so. But unfortunately, I'm not in charge, and if I was in charge, I'd probably get corrupted in the same manner because that's what I hear happens. But anyway, I just wanted to plant that little seed there. That's Hey, Bob, have you ever been to this Air One market here?
I'm not sure where you're talking about.
Well, I'm in L.A., and there's a market, E-R-E-W-H-O-N, and it's all organic, everything in it. And the products, most of the beauty products in this are edible. There's a company called Prada Labs. It's got an edible deodorant that works as good as any antiperspirant, he says. And I don't know, I'm very impressed with this store. I think they could pay their workers a lot more money. I've been asking them what they're earning, and, you know, hopefully the owners will step up to the plate on that note. But anyhow, if you're ever here, it's the only one in California. They're opening a new one in Calabasas. So it's worth looking up and swinging by when you're here. It's pretty amazing. I've never seen anything like it, actually.
Sounds good. Cool. Check it out.
Like the book. So I thought about you when I was in there. And an old friend flew me out, and I'm very happy I am here. And I have a big day tomorrow, so I appreciate prayers. I have a miracle door opened for me to see the owner of one of the largest special effects studios in L.A. I'm not kidding you. I'm going to North Hollywood in the morning, 10 a.m., and he's going to help me troubleshoot how to camouflage the scar of the iatrogenic air that happened in Dallas from all this, you know what I mean? I've had 2 plastic surgeries, but I look like I've been ice picked in Harlem. I just basically said hi to someone, and they said, call this person. I did. I made them laugh, and so they said, the owner says, send a picture in an email, so I did. And they're going to see me tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, so I have no idea what's going to happen. But just everyone would pray that good doors would open, and I would be most grateful. Is that cool?
That is good. I hope there's good news. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. The webpage is pretty impressive what they do there. So anyway, they do lots of awards and all this kind of stuff. It's like the top person in Hollywood that I could see. And they're like the makeup expert of the world. You know, all the prosthetics, they do all kinds of stuff. So I'm absolutely elated. So anyway, so that's what's going on. And the people here are nice, and it's just so different. So, and it's nice to discover the other side of L.A. because it gets beaten up on in the media. There's a wonderful neighborhood feel here. So, it's been a very positive trip.
Hope that works out for you. You know,
Thank you. All right, good to hear from you. Let's go to Fred in California. Fred's in California. Hi.
Hey Fred.
Hey, Bob. Hi, Steve. I'd give my best to Fred from Michigan, who calls in and really gives a lot of good ideas. What you're talking about. Hey, you had someone on last night, or the night before, that was talking about the Constitution, and I ended up buying his 2 books instead of making a donation to you guys.
you mean Ralph Ellison?
I should be upset about that, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
Tell Ralph he owes us.
I bought so many books because of your guests. I listened intently. But, yeah, the Constitution is pretty incredible. The original Constitution, you know, basically defined a citizen as a member of the body politic that, through a duty of allegiance to the government in return has a duty to protect and maintain your individual rights. And that's how it all started. We don't have that today. And your guest last night got into that a little bit. And, of course, Clint and Bert on Thursday nights covers a lot of constitutional stuff that will really knock your socks off. But for your three of you guys on this program, when you get a guest on, man, it just pops. So anyway, I just want to check in and say hi and listen to you every night. And everybody out there, please donate. And by the way, buying those books won't keep me from donating to you guys. I just want to say you're doing a good job. And I really enjoy listening to you. Your show has really taken off here, I think, in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And anyway, just thought I'd drop in and say hi, and keep it going. I'm listening. And all right. All of you here, please donate, because you don't get, you know, this is a great, great website and a lot of good streaming. And John has, I can't believe it, over the last month, he has changed a few things and added some new streams onto it that, man, he's doing a lot of work. Anyway, that's it. You've got other callers. And thanks for taking my call, and thanks for what you're doing, because covering the Constitution, the people out there have really got to know that we're pretty much limited today to the Uniform Commercial Code, which is contractual code. And I will be going into court Friday to fight a red zone parking violation ticket, and I'm going to go after him with on a judicial basis of standing and cause of action, which they purport to uphold, and they can't. Their jurisdiction is limited, and we'll see what happens as an outcome of that. I'll let you know. You've got other callers. Thanks for what you're doing, and keep it up, because I see changes going on out there. So, thank you again.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay.
Appreciate it. You know, I heard a fellow today on the radio I'd like to get on our show. His name is James Perloff. Wrote a book called Truth is a Lonely Warrior. And he goes into everything. He was very eloquent on what's been going on with vaccinations. But he's into everything. He knows the whole thing, 9/11, the whole thing. You know, I mean, his book sums up all of that. You can look it up on Amazon, as a matter of fact, and get a copy for about $9.99, I'm seeing here. But he deals with all kinds of stuff, and I'd like to line him up as a guest on the show sometime. The guy is very authoritative, speaking about vaccinations and the dangers that are involved with that, of course. But that's just one aspect of the entire thing that he deals with, you know. What are courageous doctors revealing about vaccines that the major media won't report? Does weather control go beyond seeding clouds? You know, who financed ecumenism and the decline of the Christian faith? The official explanation of 9/11, where do we begin to name and fill all the holes, of course? Why was the USS Liberty attacked in 1967? This is like a handbook of all these different things that are going on. It's a great book there. Truth is a Lonely Warrior. And James Perloff is his name, but maybe we can hook him up as a guest. Another one of these guys who's just on top of all these issues at once and has the handbook, almost an encyclopedia of all the things that some people would call conspiracy theories, but those of us who have done the investigation and the analysis, as you know, Bob, know that this is, in fact, what's going on behind the scenes. It's not a conspiracy theory. There are a lot of those out there, friends. I know about them. You do, too. I don't buy into everything. You shouldn't either. But on the other hand, you know, we know enough about controlled demolition and what we saw on 9/11 to know very plainly it was an inside job. It was set up. Stuff like that is pretty evident.
Okay, Steve, we'll take another quick break here for just a moment. Come back to more phone calls, 800-313-9443. I received a request from a casting agency. I don't want to say too much here, but I'm looking to speak with some targeted individuals. We've had them on the show before. And if you would like to get your story out, email me about it. Targeted individuals.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Eyes have just about taken enough, man.
The eyes have had it, huh?
My eyes have had it. You going to be able to rock it without me?
I can rock it without you for a little bit, but we got to keep you on for at least one more segment. Just close your eyes. Put on your sunglasses. Put on your dark glasses and relax here, Bob, and I'll speak to you with my soothing FM radio disc jockey.
All right, everybody close their eyes.
Imagine we're back in 1973 and I'm on the FM radio.
Okay.
You're listening to Steve Starrs on the Late Night Radio Show.
Wow.
Glad to be along with you all. And
you're getting me slightly excited here, Steve. Jeez, stop it.
Between the Sheets Radio. And yes, I know you're in bed.
I had enough of that.
Cuddling up. And I'm the voice that you're listening to with the Bumping on Sunset, Les McCann, coming up.
So yeah, what I was saying before we went to the last break, Steve.
Okay, yeah. Back to the real radio.
A casting agency has contacted me. They're making a documentary for, I guess, a major network. And they've heard different callers and guests call in to tell me about their... Ow, sorry, I'm itching my eyes. They're killing me. To tell me about their gang stalking, harassment, the fact that they're targeted individuals, so on and so forth. So, if you would like to get your story out, and you're interested in doing so on a major television network, email me. I'll put you in touch with the right people. So, there you go. I mean, these targeted individuals are definitely suffering, and there's many of them. I think there's an estimated 300,000 plus of them in the world. It's pretty darn scary.
Interesting. Well, do you have anybody that might want to buy screenplays, Bob? You know? Because I know a guy that...
You got one for sale?
I do. I got a lot of them for sale. Hey, did you... You know, there's an old screenwriter's joke that said, did you hear... Of course, this is a Polish joke, I guess. But did you hear about the young Polish starlet who wanted to make it big in Hollywood? She went to bed with a screenwriter. She went to bed with a screenwriter. You know, the screenwriter's joke. You know, since screenwriters are nobody in Hollywood, you know, we just come up with the good ideas and they're stolen, you know. So everybody in L.A. has got a screenplay. So, you know, I mean, it's just about everybody anyway. But we like to laugh about, you know, how we're mistreated, those of us who write screenplays. It's part of our, you know, our, you might call career humor. So, welcome to the club. But anyhow, that's very interesting. So, people are, you know, this agency is looking for victims of harassment. Is that what you're talking about? Or stalking? Or what
the
exactly?
The term is they're looking for targeted individuals.
Targeted
individuals. Yeah, you know, gang stalked.
Gang stalked. Well, that means that kind of like gangs and, you know, the
no,
the scum-
not that kind of gang stalk, Steve.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to be definitive here. What exactly are they meaning by targeted?
You don't know about targeted individuals?
Well, there's lots of them. People are targeted all the time, you know. But it,
there are people that have been harassed with either electronic harassment, EMPs. They've been messed with in a variety of different ways.
Oh, I could go on there. Yeah. An EMP knocked out my entire computer system while I was on the air.
People are harassed on a regular basis. They're hearing different things in their head. I mean, it's pretty crazy what these people are going through.
All right, yeah.
And I take that back. They're not crazy. They're legitimately dealing with and suffering from a variety of issues, but they are left so that, you know, anybody who hears it thinks they might be crazy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is this a little bit like Russ Dizdar's Black Awakening concept, where certain people have been programmed and they can be activated by tones, phone messages, things like that, or even possibly, like you said, EMP pulses that radiate somehow into the inner ear that they alone can hear, but their commands, and they're told to do crazy things at certain times, and just they go into this almost hypnotic trance where they're conditioned. I mean, we know this stuff does exist. We know about MKUltra. We know about Sirhan Sirhan, and you've had Dr. William Pepper on the show, which I'd like to get him back, of course, to talk about the whole situation of mind-controlled assassins and people who can be programmed this way. I don't know if James Holmes in the Batman shooting was one of them, but are those the kind of people you're looking for with this program, Bob?
I don't know. Maybe. Let's talk to Bill in Idaho. Hello, Bill.
Hello, good evening. Thank you so very much. Yes, good evening, Mr. Starrs. Hopefully engineering got that word strand to you.
Yes, appreciate it.
Yes, if you would just look very closely at sterile landfills. I just wanted to mention I appreciate quality of broadcasts. Well, certainly the guest, but even more so the delivery and the professionalism. Mr. Starrs, you were eloquent and...
it's actually Dr. Starrs, by the way.
Now it's all falling apart.
The wonders of live broadcasting.
Yeah, that's it.
I just wanted to mention, I'm hoping a friend of yours by our friend Art in Philadelphia is able to get his documentation properly for targeting and or a stalking, mob stalking, and or inciting. But notwithstanding, I wanted to mention to you, I was unable to really get that signal out last night in regard to Mr. DeWeese. I'm hoping those folks were writing with their pen as feverishly as I was in regard to DeWeese and his efforts. Certainly the good doctor, the ex-administrator from over at the UN, Dr. Alan Keyes, that it would be a coordinated event that would totally implode anything. I worked at the hand of some of the best headcrackers, chest crackers, etc., in medical field that survived field ambush. You know what their main observation was, gentlemen? These are PhDs, ENT, neuro, OBGYN, whatever.
Yeah.
The only way to break a, you mean that Colonel Moore hasn't mentioned it to you in Vietnam? How do you break a, engrenage that, Art, or, Larkin, Texas, mentions in his blogspot.com?
No, I don't know enough about it. Go ahead. Give us some more information.
It's to break through. You don't survive it unless you break through, and I see Republic Broadcasting, of course, one broadcast and our resource internet site that not one of our local presenters, good Christians that they are, totally overwhelmed down in Boise, did not let the name Republic Broadcasting crack their lips. The Republicrats that would disallow for what Boehner did by capturing Ron Paul when they captured all the representatives and kidnapped them on the bus. I'm hoping that I'd be able to cause you to cause a RICO grand jury demonstration model right here in Little O behind enemy lines. If you get a chance, you'd look at the Cherith Chronicles. Have you had an opportunity?
I haven't. Maybe Bob has.
Bob, I gave you the address before. If you put your crayon on an envelope and put in the stamp on it, they will send you Protestant Mountain, Cherith Chronicles, Volume 20, Number 1, from the book, January, February 2014. It's an ongoing classic, Haganah. But nonetheless, I'm mentioning it only by virtue of the spokesman, spokesmanreview.com over in Spokane, Washington, dated 1/15/87. You didn't get a chance to hear Johnny B with Sunday night, did you? Johnny B. Wells?
Oh, yeah, John B. Wells, that's right.
Bob?
I didn't get a chance, but
Bob,
maybe...
please, could I come back?
Hello? If you can hang over the break, you know, I think Bob's going to duck out for a while. His eyes are bothering, but I'll be back.
After
these messages, Bill, we will continue. Stay tuned to RBN and the Bob Tuscan Show, ladies and gentlemen.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial.